If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to be in the book of Psalms, chapter number 18, Psalms 18, and read a familiar passage here probably to Bible readers. Begin reading at verse number 29, Psalms 18 and verse 29. He says, For by thee I have run through a troop, and my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect, and the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. If I can, just for a little bit this morning, I'm going to talk to you about God's way and God's word. The psalmist tells us, I believe it's in Psalms chapter 27 and verse number 1. He says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Brother Virgil, this time last Sunday, we didn't know that we was going to be at a funeral Thursday. We knew that time was coming. And just last Sunday, in my message, I preached and I told you about the famous boxer Mike Tyson when he was facing off with Evander Holyfield. He said, and other people have quoted this, but I think he's probably attributed to the original. There was a news reporter that was interviewing him and wanting to know what his strategy was going to be for the fight coming up. And he says, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Sometimes we have an ideal. We know what we think is going to go on, but sometimes life happens and lets us down. Sometimes life throws us curveballs. But the writer said that His way is perfect. God's way and God's word. You know, Christians, we all face setbacks. And if we're not careful, a setback will turn into a slide back, and a slide back will turn into a not coming back. Somebody said, you believe in backsliding? Yes, I pastor a church and we practice it. If you're not moving forward, you're going backwards. And if you're not careful, you'll get your eyes off on the things of this world and you'll end up taking your focus off of God's word and God's way, getting your eyes focused on political scene, getting your eyes focused on problems around the house, medical issues. But the psalmist said that His way is perfect and the word of the Lord is tried. The book of Proverbs tells us, chapter 3 and verse number 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. You may trust in the Lord when I got a bad report from the doctor. Trust in the Lord when I don't know where the mortgage payment's coming from. Trust in the Lord whenever it seems like all the world is against me. You know, I see here that he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Well, now, wait a minute, preacher. I trust in the Lord, but be careful with those conjunctions. He said, all thy heart. If I trust in the Lord with all of my heart, I don't have room to trust in anything else. but I don't understand what God, you're not supposed to understand what God's doing. But I believe in God. You know, I learned something with my incidents with my eyes. I believed in God, Brother Rick, all of my life. But there's a difference between believing and trusting. Believing is saying that I believe that there's a God. But did I really trust Him? When I was blind for 12 days and could not see anything. When your vision's gone and you're stumbling around in the place that you call home. There's some things that you'll learn. God, do I really trust you? Faith is to believe. But trust is to believe Him so much that I will do whatever God says, even though it doesn't make a lick of sense to me at all. A lot of people believe in God, but don't trust in God. Is that Bible? Man, y'all's asking good questions. Do you remember the story back in the book of Job, whenever Job's wife told him, said, why don't you just curse God and die? She believed in God because she told him to curse God. But you know what Job told her? Yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. The difference was Job's wife believed in God, but Job trusted in God. It doesn't matter what God does. It doesn't matter what I go through. I'm going to trust Him. Sis, the doctor may have told you that there's nothing they can do with a heart cath. I'm not asking if you believe in God. I'm asking you, do you trust Him? Some of you are going through some things this morning. And I know you believe in God because you're at the House of Prayer, Holiness Church in Claremore, Oklahoma on Route 66. But I'm asking you, do you trust Him? There's a difference. God's way and God's Word can be trusted. But God's way and God's Word can be tried. This precious book we call the Holy Bible has been tried and tried, tested and tested, time and time again, Brother Virgil. But it still stands. We're coming up on Easter. And the fact of the matter is that the grave is empty. He's risen. You can go to the tomb of Muhammad. You can find Buddha. You can find all the others. But the fact of the matter is this book is real. I just seen a documentary this past week. They discovered chariot wheels. From Pharaoh's army. We've known all along they was there. They went there to try to debunk this precious word of God. It is tried and it is true. His way and His word will stand the test of time. Just this past week, 2 weeks, we've seen prophecy that has come to pass that was promised 1,500 years ago. Four Ayatollahs have been killed so far. They just announced a fifth one. I tell you what, I wouldn't take out a life insurance policy on him if my life depended upon it. You say, well, how does all that tie in? Go back and read the book of Esther. Haman, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Rick, but this is the home country of Haman. He wanted to kill the Jews. The Ayatollah was murdering thousands of Christians. You know what? God has a way of taking care of evil. He did it then and He'll do it today. You may try to look at this through a political landscape, but political has nothing to do with it. It's God's way and God's word. But you don't understand what that such and such senator said. You don't understand what the president said. It doesn't matter. It's God's way and God's word. God's way and God's word have been tested. This verse that I read here to you in verse 29, "For by thee I've run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall." This is actually referring to King David. I know there's a lot of controversy on this scripture, but when they came to destroyed Ziklag, and you remember when he came to the Amalekites, we're talking about some of these same people that we're dealing with right now. When he came to the Amalekites and come back to take back everything that the devil's people had stolen from him, he ran through a troop. He leaped over a wall. That was the city of Jerusalem. I want you to understand this. We're talking about King David. But King David was just a man. He was able to have extraordinary ability. Because he was empowered to do something that he could never have done on his own. Because he trusted in his way and in his word. Trust God's way and trust God's word. I feel like this morning there's someone here with an impossible situation. You've got bad news. A situation that you don't know how to handle. Trust in His way and His word. I want you to notice something. Whenever David said that he leaped over the wall, but Rick, he didn't do it like he done it. It was for the walls of Jericho. They come crashing down. He may not give you the strength to walk through a wall, but He'll give you the power to leap over it. But do you trust Him? I got to the point with my eyes. I believed in God all of my life, but I got to the point with my eyes and I said, "God, I don't know what You're doing, but I'm going to preach Your word whether I have to do it by Braille." You take a 56-year-old man and try to teach him something new and it doesn't go easy. But if I have to, I'll learn. I know there's a fire that was shut up in my bones, and God, I don't know what You're doing to me, but Lord, I trust You. I know that the stripes you bore on your back was for the healing of my body. But Lord, it's going to be your way and your word. I had to learn to trust. I believed, but I had to learn to trust. I'm not going to hold you any longer this morning. Stand with me, if you will. Come back to the music. I know it's just been a simple message this morning. But it's His way and His word. I'm not asking you, do you believe? I'm asking you, do you trust? Some of you are going through situations. You say, well, Brother Hubbard, I'm in the middle of an aisle. You can run through a troop. If you'll start to step out, I promise you this morning they'll make a way. I'm going to invite you to come to the altar today and give it to God and surrender and say, God, it's your way and it's your word. I've believed all my life, but I've had issues with trusting. I know that this is a natural response, that I want to take care of it. I want to do it myself. I can handle this on my own. You know, I can make it work. I promise you, you'll never jump over a wall and never run through a troop. You may be outnumbered. You may think all the whole world is against you. But David said, I was able to run through. You can do anything with the Lord on your side. Whatever you're facing this morning, it's His way and His word. Come on, church, let's find us a place to pray. I've done my best. Let's seek the Lord a while this morning.